This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law, the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Hilda Bloy, please note the following medical letter, period. The first name is H-I-L-D-A, last name is B-L-O-Y. On May 24th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed several pages of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client via telephone, comma, but was unable to perform a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is an 83-year-old female, height 5'6" tall, weight 125 pounds, involved in a fall injury on or about October 11th of 2020, period. She was shopping for a vehicle at Paul Richard GM Chevrolet in Peru when she stepped in a pothole in the parking lot, resulting in her fall, period. She did not see the whole, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained significant and serious injuries, period. She fell on her left side, period. She hit her left hip, comma, low back, comma, left arm, comma, shoulder and hand, period. She was unable to get up, period. She had immediate pain in her low back, comma, left hip, comma, left leg, comma, left shoulder, comma, left arm, comma, left hand, and neck, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still experiencing pain in her left hip, comma, low back, comma, having balance issues, comma, right lower leg pain, comma, right knee pain, comma, headaches, comma, and left shoulder pain, period. New paragraph. Her left hip pain is present with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant pain, period. It is a stabbing and throbbing quality of pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The hip pain radiates to the upper back, period. She was told she had a fractured hip, and it resulted in surgical replacement of the hip, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain is present with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant pain, period. The quality is that of stabbing and aching, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the mid-back, period. She was told she had a compression fracture and it was treated with surgery and glue, period. New paragraph. The patient has balance issues since this accident, and it has only occurred after the accident, period. She has recently been getting physical therapy for this. And as a result, she walks in an unsteady fashion, and at times she has difficulty catching herself from falling, period. New paragraph. She's experiencing right lower leg and knee pain, which is intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 5 hours a day, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The patient's headaches are intermittent but daily and occur approximately 2 hours per day, period. Her left shoulder pain is intermittent but occurs every day, period. It lasts about 3 hours per day, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. It is a throbbing, stabbing type pain period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day ambulance took her to Duke, Duke Memorial Hospital in Peru, period. She was transferred to Marion General Hospital, admitted for 3 days, and she had hip replacement surgery, period. She had physical therapy and was released to home, and she continued her physical therapy when she returned home to Florida, period. Shortly after her release from Marion General Hospital, she had an MRI and ultimately had a second surgery at Marion General Hospital for the compression fracture of the lumbar area where glue was used, period. As I mentioned, she returned to Florida for continuation of her physical therapy, period. She had physical therapy for balance issues as well, period. She is presently doing water therapy in Florida, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She is having problems cleaning the house, comma, walking over 2 blocks, comma, yard work, comma, traveling, comma, walking upstairs, comma, she is unable to run, comma, housework, comma, driving over 20 minutes, comma, sleep, comma, bending over, comma, and dressing herself, period. She states that since this automobile accident, this has significantly hindered her quality of life and her lifestyle, period. She is having a great deal of pain, and she is limited in her physical activity, period. She is unable to travel as she could in the past, period. This accident has majorly upset her lifestyle, period. New paragraph. Under medication, she takes a hyperlipidemia medicine, comma, and Valium to sleep, comma, as well as over-the-counter medications for the fall injury, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, both oral and topical, comma, a pain patch, comma, water therapy in a pool, comma, and stretching exercises, period. Past medical history is positive for hyperlipidemia, comma, arthritis, and osteoporosis, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals hip replacement and compression fracture of the lumbar spine repair due to this fall, period. She has rotator cuff repair of the right arm in the past, period. 2008, an auto accident caused injury and repair necessary to the rotator cuff due to a fractured collarbone, period. She has had a hysterectomy as well as a right knee replacement, period. And in September of 2020, predating this fall injury, she had surgery in the thoracic and lumbar area for 4 compression fractures, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient has never injured her left hip in the past, period. Her low back was injured in an automobile accident approximately 2008. It was a mild injury, and she had physical therapy for about 6 weeks. It healed completely without permanency, period. She had 4 compression fractures in the low and mid-back 2 weeks before this fall injury of October 1st of 2020, period. The 4 compression fractures in the thoracic and lumbar area occurred when she pulled her back when she was pulling a suitcase out and it jerked her back, period. She was not having low back pain prior to the surgery as these fractures healed before this recent fall in October of 2020, period. The fall of October 1st, 2020 caused 1 additional compression fracture, period. The patient never had balance issues until this fall injury period. The patient had a right knee replacement 20 years ago, but did not have any knee pain until this fall injury period. Due to a prior automobile accident, her left shoulder resulted in surgery to the rotator cuff and collarbone in 2008, but it healed completely without permanency, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a retired retired country club worker, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Marion General Hospital records dated October 1st, 2020, date of the accident. History is 80-year-old female patient was in a car dealership today and unfortunately stumbled on a curb and fell to the ground, striking her left hip area. And the patient is experiencing excruciating 10 out of 10 pain, period. Their impression was one, fracture of the femoral neck left, number two, fall. MRI report, June 11th, 2021. This is of the thoracic and lumbar spine. Impression one, marrow edema at the partially imaged left 12th rib, suspected to be related to fracture. Two multiple healed compression deformities at the thoracic. Date of the accident, x-rays of the pelvis, October 1st, 2020. Impression, acute left femoral neck fracture with varus angulation, V-A-R-U-S angulation, period. Marion General Hospital, operative report, dated October 4th, 2020. Procedure is left hybrid total hip replacement. Post-op diagnosis is displaced left hip femoral neck fracture, period. Report from Dr. Lutz. Report from Dr. Lutz, L-U-T-Z, dated May 19th, 2021. States, I lost her in August of 2020, period. I diagnosed lumbar compression fractures per MRI and sent her off to the interventionalist for vertebroplasty, period. She indicates she had vertebroplasty at five letter levels, period. She indicates she subsequently had a fall on October 1st, 2020, period. She ultimately underwent left total hip replacement due to the same period. She was also found to have another compression fracture and had vertebroplasty, period. Impression one, low back pain. Two, severe degenerative disc disease at L1-2 and L2-3. Number three, impression three, history of compression fractures at L1, L3, L4, and additional levels, comma, status post-vertebroplasty, period. Another record from Dr. Lutz, June 11th, 2021, MRI of thoracic spine, showing one, marrow edema at the partially imaged left 12th rib, suspected to be related to fracture, period. Two, multiple heel compression deformities at the thoracic and lumbar portions of the spine, period. Another record from Dr. Lutz, August 26, 2021. His impression, one, low back pain, two, thoracic pain, three, history of healed compression fractures at T8, comma, T10, comma, T11, comma, T12, comma, L1, comma, L3, comma, and L4 levels with vertebroplasty, period. Number four, possible rib fracture, left 12th rib. L5 lumbar spondylosis without myelopathy. Operative report dated September 16th, 2021. Pre-op and post-op diagnosis is low back pain, lumbar spondylosis without myelopathy. Procedure performed is L5, L4, and L3 nerve blocks, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and taking the patient's history, I have found that all her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained related to the fall of October 1st, 2020 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left hip trauma, pain, strain, displaced left femoral neck fracture resulting in left total hip replacement, period. Number two, lumbar strain, lumbar trauma, strain, sprain, aggravation of pre-existing osteoporosis resulting in one new compression fracture in the lumbar spine, resulting in additional surgery, period. Number three, vertigo with balance issues. Number four, cephalgia. Number five, left shoulder trauma and pain. Number six, right lower leg and knee trauma and pain, period. The above six diagnoses are directly caused by the fall injury in question of October 1st of 2020, period. As I mentioned earlier in the later, earlier in this letter, the patient has never had a history of a hip injury or problems, and this fall did result in her fracture that led to definitive surgery, period. Although the patient has a history of prior compression fractures, she sustained one additional new compression fracture requiring an additional surgery, period. Despite treatment, she continues to have problems in her left hip area, lumbar area, balance issues, cephalgia, left shoulder pain, right lower leg and knee pain, period. The quality of her life is markedly impaired since this fall injury, and the patient does have a permanent impairment as a result of this fall injury, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medications, both oral and topical, of a generic over-the-counter nature at an estimated cost of $110 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need to continue pool membership and pool therapy and exercises, period. The patient can benefit by some additional injections in her hip and back at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. Massage therapy at an estimated cost of $1,500 is warranted, period. Attend unit at a cost of $500 is appropriate, period. A back brace at an estimated cost of $250, which would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient needs to hire a helper to assist with her housework, and she is presently doing this at a cost of $100 a month for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from her via telephone, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.